Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like six of them. You can get two right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Downtown Dining Week, your favorite food center celebration, is back November 1st through 7th. Explore great food, new offerings, and old favorites from 60 restaurants. Available for dine-in, patio dining, or carry-out. These restaurants have been here for you in the past. They've helped you kick off Grizz games, Orpheum shows, special occasions, and more. But now, they need you. Come back downtown and support those who've served you. For a full list of restaurants and more details, visit us at downtownmemphis.com or on Facebook. Sponsored by Coppola Winery and Old Dominic Distillery.
You know, I don't know what my family would do without our Medicaid and Medicare benefits, but I just found out there may be a way to get even more benefits with no extra cost. That's why I called United Healthcare. United Healthcare showed me how I could get more benefits than I get with Original Medicare. A dual complete plan from United Healthcare combines my doctor, hospital, and prescription drug coverage into one plan, plus provides additional great benefits at no extra cost, like dental and vision coverage, rides to and from my doctor, and credits toward health items and food. It's easy to see if you're able to get more benefits. Call United Healthcare at 1-800-222-CARE. That's 1-800-222-CARE. The call is free and there's no obligation. Call soon because the deadline for Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Call United Healthcare now at 1-800-222-CARE. That's 1-800-222-CARE.
Paid actor portrayal. Benefits and availability may vary by plan and location. Limitations and exclusions apply.
All law firms are not the same. There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at Amazon.com/apply. That's Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Like me, gonna get my-
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
So you go see, as I grow this. We must be get rich. Tilling us back to hustling with my misfits. Deep on the creek, 50 souls tucked under the prom.
Jeff Coggins is going to join us at 1:25. And we will talk to him about what it's like to be a legend. You know?
Because we don't know. He knows.
What's it like to be, I mean, to be a presence in so many living rooms and households in the Memphis and Mid-South? It must be humbling, right? I mean, just to know that people love your column so much. And I also wonder, like,
1996, yes, when those just joining us.
When you're we're talking about 96.
I know that's typically your job. You know, you open it up and give us the whole, but I wanted to add.
People as confused about this
anybody
as they
that
are
just tuned in
when they see your profile picture, man. They just like, what the hell?
See Mike Tomlin.
Why does
there?
Jason have Mike Tomlin as his profile picture?
I felt almost like a different person on Twitter. Been tweeting a little more.
You have
with the Tomlin.
Tomlin gets the best out of his players, man.
Very true.
He really does. And
I was wondering if you'd noticed that.
People, of course, I noticed.
Tweeting more lately.
People just see Jason's Twitter picture. They're like, oh, I guess
this
he's
is pretty
Mike Tomlin
big,
for the week.
I don't mean to interrupt. I know we're going into '96 in the Tigers' memory. This is actually pretty good local breaking news for our listening area, I would say.
Let's
so I think it's worth breaking in for. It's breaking news on 92.9 brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you use Indeed. Need Indeed? Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Jason, you might have seen this too, given that you have some Chicago ties. The Chicago White Sox have hired Hall of Fame manager Tony La Russa as their new manager. La Russa is 76 years old. He managed the White Sox in the 79-86. After his firing in 86, he moved on. He was with the A's and then the Cardinals, of course, winning world championships with both. He is the new manager. Hasn't managed since 2011 when he led St. Louis to the World Series championship in 2011. Tony La Russa is your manager of the Chicago White Sox. Wow.
76. Looks like he's had a little work
done.
I think that's worthy, don't you think, of a breaking news bulletin?
Oh, yeah.
Tony Russa, I mean, he's a legend.
I mean, people are Cardinals fans. It piqued my interest when I saw it.
I know that excites you to death.
No,
because the last time you saw him, what, you were winning it in 2011, wasn't it?
We haven't been the same since, Jason. And I actually, if I had to pick an American League team, there is a part of my soul that likes the White Sox. Because they're sort of the stepchild in Chicago. They're treated like, but they got some. Anderson is a terrific player. They've got pieces. I mean, it's an interesting marriage.
You think 76-year-old Tony La Russa is what puts them over the top of that?
They got a good team. I could see them. And the American League is wild, man. You got the analytics Rays that just got out of there. You got problems because you got the Yankees you got to compete with and the Red Sox. But in that league, why not? What the hell?
He's definitely got some work done, to your point.
Yeah.
He's got some plastic surgery.
He's had some work done. I'm going to give Tony La Russa.
I didn't know if anybody picked that up, but I'm very quick.
Oh, you mean that? I missed that.
Yeah, you haven't seen his face?
Does he look like Plastic Man?
Well, he doesn't like Plastic
Man. He looks like a guy that's not trying not to look like 76.
Exactly.
He's trying not, and I'm not giving him a hard time. Hey, you got it. Go change it. Go change
it
about yourself. Cut yourself up if you want to. Just lit, right? Just
the Joker.
But I'm happy for La Russa. I hope for the White. This isn't enough to pull me over to the dark side or anything.
I don't know.
But hopefully for the White Sox it works out. At least in 1996, I suppose La Russa, the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals?
96, 2011.
Matter of fact, it was his first year, John.
Wow! Yeah.
Look how I take it back.
The theme of '96 is just so pervasive on this
first
show.
Year
no, he's
with
good
the Cardinals
at orchestrating.
Was 1996, and
you.
What a year that was!
I think
people
got to be driving around wondering why are Jason and John talking about 1996 so damn much.
It's because of those columns and that big year, Memphis and Tennessee.
And Jason just keeps bringing it back.
Thank you.
But there's
he is the anchor.
But it's not just because of Memphis and Tennessee. It's because if Memphis beats Cincinnati this weekend, it will be their first top 10 victory since 1996.
That is why we're talking about it, John. I was 20 years old the last time Memphis beat a top 10 team.
Yes.
Brad was 20. Aren't we the same age?
20.
Yep.
You were?
5.
All right.
So
it's time to get another one. We are overdue.
So here is the question. Here's what we want to know. While we're on the subject of 1996, this time traveling ass.
You said it was Independence Day, and what was the song?
It was No Diggity.
No Diggity.
Yeah, No
Y'all
Diggity.
Remember
is the
that?
Song. Here's the question: 535-3776, 535 ESPN. Where were you, and what were you doing the last time Memphis beat a top 10 team on the football field?
I told you I was at the country club working, trying to find some direction in my life after flunking out of TSU. Well, losing my scholarship. I didn't flunk out. John likes to tell the story that it was weed. I don't know where it comes from.
It just sounds
better.
He just made this story up
that TSU said, you smoke weed, so get out of here. That never happens at colleges. I lost my scholarship. Parents said, come home. So I want to set the record straight.
Thank you.
But the point was,
I made that up.
2 years later, 96, I'm working at the country club, out of school, trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do. I look up. Memphis beating Peyton Manning, 1996, 5 days after the election.
Yeah.
How about that?
5 days after the election, 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Where were you the night Memphis beat Tennessee? And we know where Jeff was. I mean, Jeff was obviously at that
Jeff
game.
Jeff was there. You said, was that his first year in Memphis?
It had to be. I think it absolutely was. 1996 was the year he got here. So And that's, you know, Tennessee fans, like the tagline in Tennessee is like feels like 98, because that's kind of the last time they, you know, won that title.
Yes.
Today it feels like 96 on this show, and that win it is amazing. It was super important for Memphis on a one night basis. It did not have the carryover.
Zero carryover.
That a Cincinnati win might, and that's crazy to think about, and that's crazy to say. But a Cincinnati win would mean more to Memphis as a program today than that Tennessee win ended up meaning, you know, for Memphis back then.
And based on because of what you've accomplished in the last 5-6 years, a Cincinnati win for you right now means, number one, AAC title and all that, yes, but it also represents what John and I have been talking about the last week, before the UCF game. You're trying to get sort of that claim, that mantle as the best thing outside the Power Five. Well, here's the next thing you got to do to get it.
That's right.
Like we said, they've got, in terms of the talent you want, even with some losses during season, they've put themselves in this position that you hope. Again, you don't get many of these opportunities. We said it in the open.
Yep.
They've had six games against top, just six, in 24 years against top 10 ranked opponents. They're 0-6 since that Tennessee win. So you don't get many of these chances. You're getting more now because you're in the AAC, but you got to take advantage of them when you get them.
Yep. 535-3776-535-ESPN. Phone lines blowing up. Where were you the night Memphis?
Everybody remembers.
Beat the top 10 team for the most recent time in 96. Let's go to Kelly in Arkansas. Kelly, you're on.
Jason and John, how y'all doing?
What's happening, man? Brother?
Man, I can't call her. I was a senior in high school on a school trip in Chicago, Illinois, in the workout room of the hotel we were staying in when I found out Memphis had to beat Peyton Manning in Tennessee. I was stunned. I went to Holland screaming way back when, but that's where I was on a school trip at the Holiday Inn in Chicago, Illinois, in the workout room when I found out Memphis had to beat Tennessee. It was top plays on SportsCenter that day.
It was a good day indeed, Kelly. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate
man.
You listening, brother.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Rick in East Memphis. Rick, you're on.
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
What's up, brother Rick?
Oh, man. On the outside of the Liberty Bowl.
What were you doing out there?
You were outside.
We were tailgating.
What, did you ever go inside?
It was sold out.
Hey, hold on now. Let me tell you. I was outside tailgate with everybody in Memphis. Then when they hit halftime, then yeah, then when I hit, got up in that jump. Because back then, the Liberty Bowl didn't have security.
You could jump
during
the game.
Halftime, so yep. That's what you do.
So you jump.
The football game, the Sunday Heritage Classic, anything at halftime, you get in for the free.
So you're saying you did not have a ticket, Rick?
No, man, you know, if I wasn't finna pay for no ticket for no University of Memphis back then, it's crazy.
Wow. So you didn't even make – will you write a donation? I think that's the least you can do.
Yeah, you owe them folks.
Oh, man, hey, I've been going there since, though. But like I said, no, not then. Come on, man. My headband was surprised like a mug with Memphis won.
Oh, it was absolute fluke. You are absolutely right about that.
Oh, Rick, we appreciate you being a season ticket holder ever since.
And your honesty, brother.
That's what's up, buddy.
Yeah, 535-3776-535 BSP.
He got in for the free.
Rick jumped the fence to get in at halftime.
That's what we do in Memphis. I've told you, I've done it for a couple of Southern Heritage Classics.
Because you really do that back
as a young man.
You can really just jump the fence and get in.
Nobody was watching the half, especially halftime. You wait till halftime.
Times were so much better. Let's go to Robbie. Robbie, you're on.
Hey guys, what's going on?
What's up, Rob?
I was working security at the Mid South Coliseum for a River Kings game.
Okay. Now, that's a life I know. Yeah.
With the big win that we have, they delayed the game by 2.5 hours so people could get in, and then nobody still came in. They were all outside partying.
Wow. Now, there's a story for
you.
So
they delayed the game only for nobody to show up anyway.
Correct.
That's brutal. Hey, Robbie.
We didn't know how to act. That's what it was. We didn't know how to act.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. 535-3776-535-ES. P.N., where were you the last time Memphis beat a top 10 team on the football field? We go to Trey in Germantown. Trey, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
What's up, brother?
What's up?
Y'all know I was.
What about?
I was at home watching the Raiders lose by 30. And I was and John Mark come to work like they Super Bowl contenders. Come on, man. How you talking about the Titans? You excited the Titans lost their first game out of seven?
Trey.
Like, what are we doing here?
Trey.
Y'all suck.
Trey,
suck, bro.
Trey, way to get suck, way to get this in, Trey. He needed it.
Suck, bro.
Where were you
he
in '96?
You come on the radio with a montage like the Raiders Super Bowl contender.
A montage. Your show was a montage.
It don't work like that, John.
Trey, we ain't talking about the Raiders right now, Trey.
Okay. Let me get that. Okay.
He was watching the Raiders lose by 30.
Yeah, you know the Raiders weren't losing.
For real though, man. I was at the house, man. I was like 8 years old. Like, so I knew a little bit about football, but I knew we weren't supposed to beat them. That's all I knew. And I was so shocked that we beat that guy. So I'm like, at the time, Peyton Manning was like a god in Tennessee.
Absolutely,
man.
He was.
And we put that L on his head, though. I think that's why, that's why the Vols hate us to this day, man. They hate our guts.
100%.
They have not gotten over that one. There is no doubt. Hey, Trey, thanks for the call,
appreciate
bro.
Appreciate that call, brother.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
Yep. He said he was at home. The Raiders lost by 30.
Oh, he got that in on you. He'd been saving that one up.
Yeah, I know who he is. He
like Garcia had been saving that up for Cam. He got you.
Know, all is fair in love and war. Let's go to Irving, who's in the mound. Irving, you're on.
It was November the 9th, 1996.
That's
I had
so
just
right.
turned 54 years old on my birthday.
Wow. How old? I interrupted you. How old? It was your birthday.
Trying to cut traffic coming out of Crystals on Poplar and had an accident.
Oh, you got into a wreck?
Damn.
Had a wreck in front of East High School.
Because you were
man.
So excited about Memphis winning?
I was excited about the win, though. I wasn't excited about having to pay for them four car, though.
Man, well, be careful out there,
been
man.
Been there, brother.
All right.
Hopefully
hey,
he
don't do that this week.
Exactly. Don't get behind the wheel this week.
I'm gonna watch the game from home this time.
There you go. There you go.
We're gonna take your
we're
keys.
We're all gonna be safer for it.
Yeah, get an Uber or something.
All right, bro.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to is this Mary? Mary, you're on.
Hey y'all, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Good. So another upset happened that weekend. I was in sixth grade visiting my sister in college, watching Baylor upset Texas, and we heard the news come on about Memphis upsetting Tennessee. So our small sliver of six people in the Baylor Stadium erupted in cheers when we heard Memphis had upset Tennessee as well.
That's awesome.
Love that story.
Mary, thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
You too.
535-3776-535-ESPN. This is my man Chris. We call him Goldberg. Chris, you're on.
What's up, big guy? So,
what's up, man?
I remember it was my first college football game I ever attended. And I remember us rushing the field after the games. The guys were massive. And we getting on the field goal post and the post falling down.
Hold it down. That's right.
What I remember about the game.
I got to tell you, though, Chris, that's like an impossible bar to set for yourself as a fan. Like that to be your first one ever, it's like, man.
Oh, you ain't lying.
It only gets worse from here.
It did. It got very worse. I could have become a Raiders fan, though. So, hey.
That'd have been much worse. There you go.
Get out of here.
Appreciate you, Goldberg.
What is this, a roast, man? I mean, I'm talking about the Memphis Tigers beating Tennessee. You know, everybody wants to call and talk about the Raiders. That's just because we're on everybody's mind.
What you reap, you sow.
You know, when you're the most popular kid in school, man, this is what happens. We go to Rory in East Memphis. Rory, you're on.
Hey, I was a sophomore at UT, and I had two roommates, two from Germantown, and he and I, one of them and I both, we said, hey, we don't want to drive back to Memphis and watch Memphis get their ass kicked. So we stayed up there. Another one came back, went to the game. I'm pretty sure after the game was over, he threw off his UT gear and went down and started celebrating with all the Memphis fans.
Oh wow!
Wow!
How about that? So Roy, were you still a Memphis fan even though you were at Tennessee? Is it kind of one of those deals?
It hurt so bad. It hurt. That dude was down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, on the kickoff return.
Yeah.
So yeah, the kickoff return. We went out on the strip that night. It was everybody was just walking around like a bunch of zombies.
Yeah, Roy. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
He was on that UT side.
Yep, 535-3776-535-ESPN. Let's go to Taylor from Olive Branch. Taylor, you're on.
What's up, man? What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, good, brother? Man. What's up?
All right, what I'm going to tell you is I actually didn't see the game. I was actually 7 years old, but the first time I saw it was actually at Rip Shear's. I was friends with his son, and he showed it to me on the VHS tape, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I was at his house, and we were play buddies back in the day, so that was a one of the coolest things maybe like Memphis football from the beginning, and it was crazy.
Rip Shear's house. That's a pretty legendary story. That's where you saw Memphis, Tennessee. You love it. Hey, thanks for the call, Taylor.
Appreciate the call, brother.
All right, no problem, yeah.
535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Mike in Cordova. Mike, what's up?
Yeah, I went to the game in front of the stadium. Some Tennessee clown went, "Can you tell me where the stadium's at? Can you tell me where the stadium's at?" And I said, "It's right behind you." And he went, "Oh, I thought that was a high school stadium."
Oh, fool.
But the best part, the best part was when we won, the Tennessee fans sat in the stands like they had smoked about 85 joints. None of them moving. Then they got in fights, and then better than that was vol calls afterwards where they all got in a big argument with each other.
Yeah. Mike, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 535-3776.
Kevin Cobb, I think, on the return.
Yep.
He's talking about that knee being
down. Yep. 535 ESPN. We go to Jerry in Arlington. Jerry, you're on.
This Jerry, I was there at the game with my son, Everett, and we went to a lot of games at the time. He was about 12. And when they tore the goalpost down, they placed it up in the stands, and about 20 of us carried it up to the top of the stadium.
Wow.
Then they threw it over the wall down into the parking lot.
Man, I didn't remember that part about the goalpost story that you guys stood at the top and then threw it overboard.
Well, actually, there were people down there, so I asked them to we got them to put it down for a while. Then later, after that, people threw it over when the fans had dispersed. And, you know, the fraternity guys carried it on their shoulders back to the university, to their house.
How about that? Yep. Hey, Jerry, thanks for the call.
Somebody, you could write a story just about the goalpost
really
and
could.
What happened to
you
it.
You really could.
I had no idea all that went down. Just thought it came down to the stadium floor.
A few more on this. We go to Flash in Collierville. Flash, you're on.
Yes, sir. I was at Tuzla Air Force Base in Bosnia.
Wow.
Being a Tennessee fan, that was the first time I was ever happy to be on deployment.
I get it, man.
Didn't have all those folks to tell you. All the Memphis fans to tell you, you were away from
You're not getting heckled too bad in Bosnia.
No, I still heard it pretty well.
How about that? Hey, Flash, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to A1. A1, you're on.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yo,
John and Jason, my two favorite dudes. What's popping out there?
What's
man,
the word?
You got the best hand.
Man, look, check this out, man. I'm a UT fan and Memphis fan, man. Teams, man, but they don't want to play us since we played Peyton Manning. And I called you, John, to tell you, man, I know that the Pittsburgh Steelers won that game, man, but we still going to see them in the playoffs and beat the crap out of them folks. I know you was happy Monday. I was listening to you. You were so happy and gloating around now. John, hey, man, at the end of the day, the Raiders lost 45-20, man. You got anything to say? Can you speak to the mic clearly about that, sir?
I didn't see it. I was watching. I was watching Memphis, Tennessee, 96, man. I was reliving the glory days.
Oh, so now we talking about. Oh, so you gonna stay right there? I understand that. That's what y'all talking about right now. You want? I know it's just like you can't get your last breath back, man. You can't think about the past. You can't get your last breath back.
I'm
bro.
Putting that behind us. I'm putting that behind us on Sunday, A1. I hope you see the Steelers again. They gonna spank that ass all over again. It's gonna be round two, more of the same.
Why you hate on us like that, man? Why do you hate on us like that, John?
Because
we beat y'all 42 to 21 last year.
We beat y'all three straight years, though, in Nashville. Come on now.
Man, the Raiders ain't won us since they shot Kenyon in 6-8.
Look, I told y'all Marcus Mariota was not the answer. Y'all resisted. Y'all fought back. Y'all like, he's a leader. He can't even get on our active roster right now, man. That's why. That's why.
But he on your team, though, so he muscles.
Well, he ain't active. Listen, the Titans should be in Memphis, all right? That's why.
We should be. We should be.
That's why I don't mess with them.
Oh, okay, I feel you, though. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all listening to y'all every day, bro. Y'all got the best thing smoking out here, bro.
I appreciate it, A1. Thanks for the call, man. 535-3776-535-ESPN. We go to Marty. Marty, you're on.
That's how y'all doing?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, I was 12 years old. I was at a Tennessee Vols-themed birthday party for one of my buddies. And everybody there was literally, it was like all his family and his little buddies that were Tennessee fans, and I was the only one there wearing Memphis stuff. And
how about that?
And you know, I grew up, you know, from you know, going to games at the Coliseum with my parents when I was little, and a lot of my friends were Tennessee fans, so that was a that ended up being a pretty good day for me. And then I, you know, of course you had to print the newspaper with Calkins' face on it,
post it up
in every room of the house, and I think I actually still have that somewhere. I don't know if it's stained up or whatever, but yeah, that was. They had sweatshirts made like the day after the game. I think I still have that too. So I wish we played them every year. Whatever they want to say, they hate us. Whatever they make like they don't want to play us and whatever. No, they like playing us because they like beating us when they beat us. So
that's right.
Hopefully we can get that thing going in football and basketball.
Hey, thanks for the call, Marty. And then we're going to get to Sam. Sam in Covington, you're on.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Yo,
brother. Okay, I vividly remember that night. I was 12. And, Jason, you might remember this, but my granddad and my dad and my uncles, they were hooking up a scramble box in the living room to watch Mike Tyson and Holyfield.
Man. You take it.
Yeah, yeah, Jason, that's Jason got a scramble night. Box to this day, so he definitely knows what you're talking about.
That definitely happened the same night, and they were so much worried about the fight, they weren't even paying attention to the game until my uncle came in there screaming, he gone to the house, he took it to the house, game over.
Cobb.
Yep.
Yep.
Indeed. Hey, Sam, thanks for the call,
appreciate
man.
The memories, bro.
Appreciate the scramble box.
Yes, sir.
I ain't trying to put nobody on blast, but that means you're stealing cable, right?
Yeah, man, we will. We...
No. They had a de-scrambler in the 90s. Box. Yeah, well, some of them had to buy the de-scrambler, John.
Isn't that stealing cable, though, the scrambler?
No. Like, my old man had one of them big-ass dishes. You had a foundation for the thing. Like, it's dug into the ground with cement, and it's big.
You're talking about a big satellite?
Yeah.
Like, the big old satellite
Yeah,
dish.
And then they had a de-scrambler, which would de-scramble it because you had to buy that through the cable company in order to get some of the channels back in that day.
I mean, you look at me like I'm stealing cable?
No.
Hold on. This one's tweeting, I got to know what John thinks of me.
No, I don't think you're stealing. I think there's
Because I bought it. You can buy these out of Walmart, John.
No, I think you're operating in a legal gray area. It's not technically illegal. It's not technically illegal what you're doing.
But what I found out is you're not ripping off, like, DirecTV and Sunday Ticket. They just put you in those locales, and you're getting the local game. I can pull up Chicago, Fox, and get the Bears.
But
what I'm saying?
You paying your streaming fees to Cartoon Network, though, when you watch that? How you getting Cartoon Network?
Bro, one-time fee.
Yeah.
That's what they told me to
Cartoon
pay.
You Cartoon Network's getting a piece of that?
Gray area there.
China getting all that. China getting all when you that one
China
time
not
fee.
Getting my money.
China's
my
getting
uncle. First off, my uncle sold it to me. How China getting the money?
But you
can get yours at Walmart. Is China getting the Walmart money?
Yes.
What?
They had to get it to
that's
Walmart.
That's an American
somehow.
Family. That's an American. What are we talking about? That's an American family.
But the distribution to get it to Walmart, they have to pay for that. They have to pay to import it, man, because it's a Chinese product. It's made in China. It's a China box.
Man, don't act like half your wardrobe ain't made in China.
See, this is what you do
every
time.
What are you talking about?
Let's look at the hat.
Yeah, I mean, all of it is Jason's evil because he's got evil China in his house.
That's not
half
true.
Half your home is Chinese. Like, Howard Bryant told us that.
All I'm saying.
Like, all this outrage about China and the NBA, half your house is China.
We're NBA fans. We love China, right? We'll do anything for China. All I'm saying is that China is getting a cut of whatever you paid for that box. China got their cut, I promise you. Well before you paid for it, China got their money from you.
Oh, and then shame on me.
No, I'm not putting no shame on you. You just asked how I feel about the situation. I said you operating in that legal gray area.
I mean, who makes Nissan?
I think Japan.
You riding un-American out there.
It's a great car. It's a great car.
You see me, I'm in Ford. That's American.
Indeed it is. All right, we will come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him. About his column about 96 and more. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
All 75 Mustang 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10129, G4 LHF 07863, Eclipse LZO 15893, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for 11-1 or $99 a month. 2020 G4, 41 mpg highway, 130.
$1,239 a month or buy for $12,435. And 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $19,107 or $229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage, $99 a month. Mirage G4, $139 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
Have you heard? Legal sports betting is coming to Tennessee soon. Understandably, that might have slipped under your radar, but sports are back. And just imagine how much more fun watching a game is going to be when you have some skin in the game. And the best way to get in on the action is with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. They are bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world, and they've created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. So while the team at DraftKings Sportsbook is crossing their T's, dotting their I's on bringing sports betting to Tennessee, they're hosting a number of free contests that you can enter today with thousands of dollars up for grabs. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code WMFS when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get a $50 free bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Want to sell your home stress-free? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis.
No obligation, no hassle, just an offer. The Live Love Group at REMAX Experts, licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. Call 901-410-8818.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming. Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If your car won't start, it might be a battery issue. Visit AutoZone for free battery testing, free battery charging, and a huge selection of car batteries starting at $79.99. It's just part of what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-262-7444. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-262-7044 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-262-7044 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-262-7044.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perk Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Jeff Calkins is the sports columnist over at the Daily Memphis. He's the host of the critically acclaimed Jeff Calkins Show, which you can hear right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And he joins us now. Jeff, do want to ask you, I think there are big moments that as a columnist, as a sports journalist that you cover, huge moments, huge games, locally, nationally, whatever. I saw you remarking how great you thought Jeff Passan's column was, the way he sort of, you know, captured Game 6 of the World Series. So I will ask you, as you look back, knowing how many living rooms your face is in, are you proud of that column as one that, you know, hey, I wrote that really well?
Not at all. No, absolutely not. I don't think it's a very good column.
Really?
I had to include it in my collection of columns after the jump, the columns on the 20 best years in Memphis sports, because it was a signature event. But I had just gotten here in January. I'd been a sports writer for 4 years. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten here in January, and like David Williams, Ron Higgins, Mike DeCourcy all wanted the column job after Al Dunning died. And I was just kind of still figuring it out. And it's a perfectly fine workmanlike column and whatever, but it is weird in that one, it's not just in living rooms. It's funny. I asked on Facebook, like, where do people have that? Because people do have it. I went and looked it up. We sold commemorative copies of that front page.
Yep.
It's not just the ones that were sold, you know, the next day. It was we sold for $9.95. You could get a copy of the front page. And so I suspect that's what most people have. One guy said, he said you're hanging in the guest bathroom. He said, I'm sorry for the view. When Uncle Lou comes over after a big meal at La Hacienda or something, like whatever. Like, you know, I'm in a lot of bathrooms. I hang out. You make a drop of this. I hang out in a lot of bathrooms. I hang out near urinals. I hang out, you know, but I do not really like that column at all. I don't really tend to like my game columns generally among my best columns, but I can do much better than that now. I would hope I could. I was just starting out. So
well, you had deadlines back then too. You don't have those anymore.
It was an afternoon game. It wasn't much of a deadline. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't a night game. I've written some really crappy columns on deadline. Like the when Tennessee won its national championship against Florida State, I think it was. Like that column really stinks. That's a terrible column because it was on deadline and I was just kind of figuring it out. I was still a relative. So that's a really bad column. But the deadline for this one wasn't too bad. Like, I was down on the side You know, back then you could go down on the field for the last 5 minutes of the game or whatever. And I was down there and watched it end and everything else. You know, I was on the field when Chris Powers got the touchdown pass. But no, I mean, I enjoy the fact that I hang in. So it's sort of fun, the fact, but it's not, let's be clear. It's not for anything I did. It's what the University of Memphis football players did. Now I hang in some people's, and this is one of the things that like online only doesn't get you. Like no one is going to take one of my columns now, print it out, frame it, and put it up on the internet. I mean, it just like, looks like a piece of paper. It's not the same. So, but I, like for example, I wrote this column once about this family. The daughter was trying to have triplets. I mean, was trying to have kids, and she finally got pregnant, and she got pregnant with triplets. About the same time that her mother was diagnosed with cancer. And they ended up, the triplets are born, the mom's going through chemo. They ended up like doing these, you know, they'd go for walks around the neighborhood with the triplets in a triple stroller and the mom in a wheelchair. And everyone in the neighborhood would join in, you know, as they walked around the neighborhood. Wow. And it was this sort of sweet summer. And they ended up, the mom died, and they had her funeral on a Friday, and then the christening of the kids on that Sunday. And I covered that, and I wrote a column about it. And there's a picture of the mom, and they framed that column, put it up on their wall, and for the longest time, the triplets would like point to that picture of their grandmother and say, "That's grandma," you know. And like to me, that hanging on that wall means a lot more than, you know, hanging in someone's urinal because Memphis had a great day. Because Memphis had a great day, but I didn't have a great day. I was more like the Memphis offense. Like, I came through, I guess, when I needed to, but it was not a great day. I was no Kevin Cobb on that day.
Do you remember, and maybe you don't see it all because you're going in to do interviews, I'm assuming, but do you remember, because I don't remember this part, Jeff. Some of our callers said the goalpost moved. That first it's on the ground, but then it got picked up and taken up to the top of the stadium and thrown. Then somebody's texted me that they marched it down Central Avenue. One of our other callers said they thought they took it to a frat house. Do you remember the goalposts leaving the Liberty Bowl? Did that?
I wasn't there, but I remember stories of the goalposts leaving the Liberty Bowl. Yes, I was at that point. I wasn't following the goalposts because you're right. I was down there doing interviews.
Right.
But.
Where in the world did it end up? Is it like pieces now at different people's house all over? Like, do a column on the goalpost.
I bet some people have pictures of the goalpost. I'm sure. I mean, have pieces of the goalpost. I'm sure that's true. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure they do. It was a hell of a day. But here's the thing. It was
a fluke.
It was a fluke.
Oh, 100%.
And if Memphis beats Cincinnati or whether Memphis loses to Cincinnati. It's in such a the program is in such a better state.
100%.
No matter what happens, you know, it's in such a dramatically better program. That was a total miracle, so it's a totally different deal.
Was it easier to write? And I'm just asking your honest opinion. Was it easier to write about Memphis beating Tennessee, you know, whatever, or Memphis losing in the championship game? Which was the easier column to actually put pen to paper on?
I don't remember the Memphis losing the championship game, that was a deadline situation.
Gotcha.
Right? That's actually, given the circumstances, because at that one, so that's when we had really tough deadlines, and it was due like 15 minutes after the buzzer. And so that's when you would write, you know, two columns. You'd be writing Memphis, like the best day in Memphis history, and what a crushing blow for Memphis. You know, you'd have two columns going. And then at some point, it became obvious Memphis was going to win, so you just stopped working on the Memphis is going to lose column. You put the finishing touches on the Memphis is going to win, you know, you're working on that one. And then all of a sudden they lose, so you got to resurrect that one. Actually, given the circumstances, I don't hate that column. It was a pretty good column for me, given the circumstances. I'm not a great deadline writer. I should have done a better job on the UT one than I did because I had all the time in the world. The Tennessee, the Memphis losing the championship one, that one was okay. It's an okay column.
I,
It occurred to me because I was listening to you earlier. I can't remember if it was earlier this week or last week, but you were talking about at one point in your career, you know, Seattle wanted you bad and wanted you to come up as a columnist there, and you made the decision to stay in Memphis. I'm curious. If I had told you in 96, right, that night that you wrote that column, that you're, hey, Jeff, you're going to still be in Memphis 24 years from now, would you have looked at me crazy? Would you have said, oh, that means I didn't get any better? How would the younger Jeff Calkins have taken that news?
I would not have thought it was like a failure. I wouldn't have taken it as a sign of failure.
I wondered if you were all about moving up at that point. You know what I mean? Because obviously it's been wonderful. It's been legendary, and we all, you know, Memphis is.
No, I guess I presume I probably would have. You know, I each of my first two stops were 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, but at that point, I really wasn't thinking of moving up. I was thinking of. I mean, the truth of the matter is, I was wildly unpopular among my colleagues because I got the job that they wanted. And the truth of the matter is, like, at that certainly point, David Williams was a much more, like, he'd been sort of the number two columnist. He was a much more accomplished writer than I was. Higgins knew everything and everybody. DeCourcy knew everything about basketball. And I was coming in, you know, and here's the truth is I think they partly gave me the job because I, you know, Angus McCarron, you know, like this Harvard thing, you know, he went, oh, I got to hire a Harvard guy, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. I was not really that prepared for it. I'd only been doing it for 4 years. Like, that's not that long.
You were not a Harvard journalist. You were a Columbia journalist.
And so, but it was the Harvard on the resume. And the headline of when I was hired said, "Commercial Appeal hires Harvard grad."
Wow.
Yeah, so I never lived that down.
Congrats.
So, they used to mock me. Yeah, so I wasn't, like, I was just trying to find my footing, you know. I wasn't worrying about moving up. And then there was a while where I thought about moving up, and I would apply for other jobs when they came around. But I've only actually applied for three, one in Minneapolis, one in Seattle, and one in Buffalo, my hometown. Those are the only three places I ever actually applied for jobs. So if I could have seen it played out exactly like this, I would have said, man, that's unbelievable. You know, I'll take it. So where do I sign? You know, I wouldn't want the newspaper industry to go away or whatever else, but, you know, it's not over, but I like my life here. I like my relationship with the community. I love Memphis. And, so I would have taken it, but like, it's funny, like at the time I'm writing about Rip Shear, well, think of all the coaches that came and went since then, you know, basketball coaches, football coaches. We tend to hang around longer than they do. So, but no, it was a fun day. What did you say, Jason? Were the other four? It's amazing to me because you know how many straight Tennessee has lost top 10 games?
30 something, right?
35.
Yeah. Memphis is
Tennessee
six
has
since then.
Lost 35 straight. Memphis has played how many since that game?
Just six since then, since 96. Yep.
The two were UCF.
Two were UCF, two with Tennessee, 99, 2001, and then 09 and 14 were both Ole Miss, 8 and 10. Yep, two with Tennessee, two with Ole Miss, and two with UCF.
It's funny because they did have some big wins since then. They just didn't happen to be.
I mean,
like,
Ole Miss was ranked when they beat them in 15, you know?
Yeah,
they just weren't
top 10.
Right, so there definitely still has been some – there have been great – it's like you've been starved of great moments, but not top 10. Jeff.
And Memphis has been lucky to keep you, Jeff.
Absolutely.
So you gotta go?
Yeah, we're up against it, man. We love you. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, Jeff.
Right. Yep, he is Jeff Calkins. Yeah, we would love to talk to Jeff a little bit more, but we only go till 2 o'clock, and that's just them's the breaks, you know. But you can hear Jeff; that's the good thing. You can hear him at 5 o'clock today, and also again at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So, what you got to be worried about?
And you can read him at the Daily Memphis.
That's right. We will come back, wrap this thing up on a Thursday. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
All 75 Mustang 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10/129, G4 LHF 07863, Eclipse LZO 15893, includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. With approved credit, see dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/1/2020 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
How about a brand new ride that gets 43 mpg highway, seats 5, plus costs less than $4 a day? We Gossett at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11.1 or $99 a month. 2020 G4. 41 mpg highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,435. And 2020 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $19,107 or $229 a month. Plus, confidence today, tomorrow, and long into the future with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Mirage, $99 a month. Mirage G4, $139 a month. And Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. Get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870.
770 Covington Pike or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
What's up, everybody? This is Rich Kleiman, co-founder of 35 Ventures, alongside my business partner, Kevin Durant. This week on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast, I'm joined by NFL legend Michael Vick. What was that time in Atlanta like?
I mean, it was a really cool time because, you know, not only was the sports world, you know, really popping, it was the entertainment world too. I mean, the Outkast was already doing their thing, and you know, Ludacris was coming on the scene, and then T.I. just came on the scene crazy, and then Jeezy, and then Gucci was already doing his thing. Like, it was like, just as much as the sports world was thriving, the entertainment world was too. So it was like one big merge and mesh, and everybody was just like happy for one another and spending time with one another. And, you know, guys still got good relationships to this day from that. You know, so it was just all love in Atlanta.
You can listen for free to this episode and more on the Boardroom's Out of Office podcast on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your shows.
9dayshutters.com, 9dayshutters.com. That is my man, Chip Wiggins, at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. The reason why it's 9dayshutters.com is because they can turn it around in 9 days. Everything is made right here in Memphis, right here in the United States. I've seen the factory. I've seen where everything is made, and it's right here, and that's why he can get the job done better, more affordably, and quicker than any of his competitors. Used them twice. Had some plantation shutters in my old house. They make a huge difference. Add value while you're living in the home, and they add value while you're selling the home. So there's really no reason why you would not go with my man, Chip Wiggins, at Affordable Blinds and Shutters. Right now, they got a fall special, half off all blinds now through the end of the month. All you have to do is call 901-753-5822. He'll come out. He'll measure everything. He'll give you an estimate. You will love their work. Again, the number for a quote, 901-753-5822.
The fall weather has hit. Football season is here, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis, as are new five-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is three measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom-made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like six of them. You can get two right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Heard on the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Aetna Medicare takes a total connected approach to health. Aetna offers Medicare Advantage plans starting at $0 monthly premium and dental, vision, and hearing in most plans. Learn more at aetnamedicare.com/radio or call 833-335-0049. Don't miss out. Medicare annual enrollment is here. Enroll today. Aetna Medicare is an HMO PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Aetna Medicare's S&Ps also have contracts with state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Aetna Medicare plan depend on contract renewal.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
I got a good idea. If you don't want to watch Thursday Night Football, you can just get on YouTube and relive the glory days of 1996. Do it with a glass of Blue Note Juke Joint. It's my go-to here in Memphis. Smoother than smooth, bolder than the blues. It's true. Drink it neat, drink it on the rocks, make a cocktail with it. It's all delicious. It's all great with Blue Note Juke Joint. Made right here in Memphis. Most of my bottles are aged around 9 years, so you get that older taste. It's all smooth, always good with Blue Note Juke Joint. Just $29.99 wherever your favorite liquors are sold. Go pick yourself up a bottle. It's almost the weekend. Blue Note Juke Joint today. No Christian McCaffrey tonight, unfortunately, for those of us who do have him in our various fantasy leagues.
I saw it.
He cannot come back a moment too soon, wouldn't you say, Jason?
For Deacon's Angels.
Man.
2-game losing streak. Got to get this thing turned back
in
around.
In danger of making it 3, yeah. Aren't you?
Yeah. We're still doing a lot better than Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
We can get this back together.
I definitely don't want to count you out. I watched tonight because it is true. Listen, the Panthers are a great story. I mean, Teddy.
Yeah.
I mean, they were not projected to be what they're. I mean,
so you who doubts Teddy Two Gloves, any chance you get that he can be a franchise guy? He's good, isn't he?
Well, I don't think he's proven that he's a franchise guy.
What he is safe, John, and you
he
don't like safe for a franchise guy.
I don't.
He took care of New Orleans when Breeze was down. He was great with the Vikings beforehand. Like Teddy Two Gloves can play, and he can be your safe face of a franchise.
Teddy Two Glove is like a safe word. You know what I'm saying? It's like
who'd you rather have him or Baker Mayfield? Less up and down with Teddy Two Gloves.
I'm going to say Baker.
You's a fool.
Because the ceiling's higher, man.
You's a fool.
Teddy has a higher floor than Baker, but when I'm establishing a franchise quarterback, I don't care about a floor. I want to know how good can they be. Teddy's limited. He's a solid.
He's not limited.
He doesn't make mistakes. You know, he's put up great numbers.
Thank
this year.
You. I don't know why you got all this hate for Teddy Two
I don't Gloves. Hate him. I do not hate him.
Yes, you just don't think you don't like safe franchise quarterbacks. That's what he is.
You know what? He's like Ryan Tannehill.
Put some more around him. You think he'd be? You know, you think if he had Odell Beckham and Landry, he'd be all worried about? Oh, I can't feed one, and the offense is breaking down. You know what I'm saying? He would just take advantage of having all those weapons. It's not a deal where he's going to be better with Odell going.
This year he's
he'd
got
use him.
He's got. Let's see what he's got. He's got. Just under 2,000 yards, 1,930 passing yards, 8 touchdowns to 5 picks.
It's not the 350 to 400 that you love every week.
Well, and in fairness, he has not had Christian McCaffrey. So let's see what happens when Christian McCaffrey.
He's done pretty well with Mike Davis, wouldn't you say?
No, he has. He has.
That thing was going to fall off.
But that may inflate his numbers because they need him to do a little bit more.
Oh, Lord.
You know, when Christian McCaffrey comes back, they may run through him a little bit more like they tend to do. We'll see. I know you'll be watching tonight on that China box. Teddy Two Glove, it's time to shine. It is time to shine on Thursday Night Football. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Ross Tucker, who we also know will be watching tonight.
He'll be tuned in.
He loves Thursday Night Football.
Every Thursday.
As well as Jeff Calkins. Gianno and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. Download the radio.com app and listen to 92.9 FM ESPN on the go. Then simply favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on your smartphone. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's radio.com sports station.
92.9 ESPN. From radio.com.
Memphis's sports station.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking
all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and they're offering Zoom teeth whitening specials with free consultations through the end of September. So if you're unhappy with your smile, the color of your teeth just isn't quite right, let the Smile Center fix that for you. Appointments are available right now. You can schedule one by calling 901-309-1333. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. That's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days are rocking at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And guess who's got number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal among mass market brands? We Gossett! 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS top safety pick. $21,560 or $275 a month. Or get muscle with 2020 Dodge Challenger XST with best in-class cargo volume. $24,348 or $314 a month. Plus get ramped up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic Crew Cab 4x2. We Gossett at $388 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
Ranked by J.D. Power's IQS and Appeal Studies. All 75 months at 4.11 APR. $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 643160. MSRP 28190. Challenger LHS 214740. MSRP 31180. Ram LG 29329. MSRP 37855. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick.
Okay, so keeping up with the flood of news every morning is obviously rough, and that is why we're here to help you cut through the chaos and all that clickbait with our podcast, What a Day.
That is right. We are breaking down the biggest news stories of the day to help you understand what matters, why it matters, how you can fix it, what else is going on.
That's right. So new episodes of What a Day come out every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern.
You can find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.